You know that feeling when you wake up in the morning and you're already behind, where you're literally busy from the moment you get up, feeling like there's never enough that you can do to actually catch up and feel satisfied and accomplished with your day? That's how my client, Enna, described her life before she joined Ambitious and Balanced. And in today's episode, I interviewed Enna about what's changed since she joined this program. She talks about the freedom that she's been experiencing and the mental space that she's gained back because she doesn't always have that negative chatter in her head. She talks about the certainty that she now has that she doesn't have to give up her career in order to be a great mom. If you've been feeling stuck, feeling like there's no other way but to just grit and bear it as a working mom, then this episode is for you. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Oh, I am so excited. Today, I have with me a past client. She was in my very first cohort of Ambitious and Balanced that started almost a year ago at this point. We were just talking about that. So we've been working together for almost 9 months, and she has so much to say about her experience in Ambitious and Balanced, what she really took away from it, what she learned, and she's going to share all of that with us today. And so I'm so excited to have her here today. Thank you for being here, Enna.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
So excited to have this conversation today and let people in on kind of like a little inside scoop. What's it like in this program? What do you really get from it? Why was it impactful? What have you learned about being a working mom and showing up for yourself in really confident and clear ways? So I know you have so much to say about that. Can you start us out though? Just tell us a little bit about yourself. What should we know about you?
I'm Enna. I have a five-year-old, very active boy, a demanding job. And I am a person naturally likes to complete many tasks a day. And that defined who I was actually 9 months ago. And I thought that's how I measure success as well. And after I had a baby, I realized that's not sustainable at all. It broke me down. I was constantly in an autopilot mode, didn't feel anything. But since I joined your cohort, last Thursday, I went to this family camp that happens at a park near mine. And I sat down. And I felt everything. I felt the sunshine. I felt the bird chirping, the music, kids laughing, parents chatting away. And I just couldn't help thinking, I could not believe I missed this for 5 years.
Oh my God.
Like fresh air, sunny day, green trees, just everything, breezy air.
Oh, so good. What a great way to start out this interview, this conversation. I love it. Yeah, I would describe you as being like quintessential ambitious, right? Like super goal focused, super task oriented, cares a lot about doing impactful work and continuing to move up in your career, like big goals. Like that is who you are. And none of that has changed, obviously. We've just learned how to manage. We've learned how to manage some of that energy in a bit of a different way or balance it out with the rest of you. And so I love just hearing how, just even in this example, like learning how to listen to the birds chirp and let the sun shine in and literally experience the moment and the joy of the moment of the life, the big life that you've created, right? Like you've had so much success,
right?
And there's so much joy. And I know how much you love your son and your family and just being able to actually like slow down all of the stuff going on in your head enough to like really be present for that. So beautiful.
Yeah, that was also one of the like breakthrough moments, not the first one, but this was new. This was new to sit down calmly with no work
chatter,
demand, nagging.
Yeah.
And I in the back, just immersed into the moment was the feeling, being present in the moment was the most beautiful thing I've experienced for the last 5 years.
Oh, so good. I love hearing that. Well, tell us about the first breakthrough. What was that? I want to hear.
One of the biggest breakthroughs for me to realize that my productivity and value are not the same thing.
Mm.
It was painful to realize it, but it was it. And I built my whole identity around being the one who gets things done. But through this program, I started questioning the belief that I had to constantly hustle to be valuable. The shift allowed me to set boundaries without guilt and prioritize what matters. And not just what's urgent. And then when I said urgent, I was the one. If somebody sends me an email, I would say, yes, I'll get it done. And it's 8 p.m. Yeah, I get it done. I'll just pass the dinner. Nobody would miss me. My kid would be fed by my husband. All good. Yeah, it's, again, not sustainable. But once I realized that, again, it's this very small thing that actually changed. I was all constantly upset with my husband that how I was doing a lot and he didn't do anything in terms of the household. And I just, you know, it was all about me. And one morning, I was vacuuming. And that's my routine in the morning. I like to vacuum. And then I noticed he moved the chairs out of the way. And it was such a nice gesture. And I looked and said, thank you.
Yeah.
He's responsible. I always do this for you.
Oh my gosh. So funny.
That was like a first time I noticed. Yeah. It was a lot about me, my productivity, everything. But I didn't sit and realize everyone else was doing their own share.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what you're talking about is like a almost this sort of identity shift that happened within you as you sort of questioned, or I like to say like poke holes in, right? This theory that you had that your productivity and your value or your how much you get done every day and how well you do it is like who you are, right? As a person. And so what were some of the like exercises or questions or things that you remember kind of wrestling with that started to untangle this identity for you?
It started with writing down the values. It was 1 hour work with you. You've asked a lot and I was annoyed. But writing down the value was helpful because what I was seeing before looking at the values of, okay, Anna values 4 different things, for instance. But what I was paying attention before that was just the outcome, not the input of like what's going in there. So I think that helped. Just constantly focusing on the outcome was not helpful because I didn't appreciate how much input I was in. It was more of like, I work, I'm tired. Or like, I completed these tasks are here, but I didn't realize why I worked, for what, for who, and why I enjoy it. Once I jot down what I value, it became less of like a productive tasks that I've been doing. It's more of like, well, maybe I was in this call because I really enjoy working with that particular person and that person's value aligned with me, our interests aligned with me. So it's an enjoyable task. Yeah, the other task was not needed.
So you started to really see that it wasn't just about having to get the thing done or hit the goal.
Yes.
Or meet it a certain expectation. Yes. Like those things are still important to you and they were important to you when we were having that conversation, but it wasn't like everything depended on it as much anymore.
Exactly.
Because you could find joy in the progress made and you could find impact in other ways within your job and in the other types of conversations that you were having. And when you started to notice, I assume that when you started to notice that there were other ways to see your value and to kind of experience joy and impact every single day, that it like lightened, life got a lot lighter, right? You weren't so like rigid about having to get the thing done at the time it had to get done. Like it really loosened up.
That's right.
Your ability to like experience life in a different way and maybe prioritize some different things because of it.
That's exactly one of the value I think I had was like relationship. There's so many things I have. But this relationship one, I never paid attention. It's newer. I like to build relationship, apparently. And when I was going through those tasks, having a meeting with a coworker whose interests align with me, and that's when I realized, oh, this task is enjoyable because I like working with this person. And immediately makes the whole shift of thought, feeling, action. The feeling just got so much better. And the action is easier, happy to be done. And even if I push it, it's like, you know what? I have 5 more other tasks that need to be done for that day. But I am happy with the last task I've done. That was value added. I can do the rest of the 5 tomorrow. Yeah. Nobody's dying.
Oh, so good. So good. So you were mentioning the thought, the feeling, the action, right? So I talk about that a lot on the podcast. It's one of the things that we learn in this program is to make that connection. Tell me about what that was like for you to kind of make connection between thought, feeling, and action, or what that even means to you.
It's one of the two probably I hold tight to with myself. Because before I learned what that was, everything was just spiral.
One big spiraling, sadness. Frenetic.
Yeah, it's just like a little like dark black cloud constantly. Like, I don't know why, what it is, right? But when I break it down, and it starts with actually taking a breath. Like we take it granted, but it goes a long way. Just sit down, take a deep breath, and then it's the first thing. It's constantly like, okay, I know I'm going to get really upset because I do that when this kind of trigger event happens. And then I try to collect, well, what's really going down in my head right now. Let me just write it down. Like, what are the main thoughts? And then I try to capture, okay, there, this task, this thought is going to make me feel this way. Once I feel the volcano, like you say, volcano rises.
Yeah.
I like that actually. Once the volcano rises, the action's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
So I love that tool.
Yeah. I remember when we started together, to your point, like everything just felt like this dark cloud. Everything just felt very one note, which was like not good, right? Like you weren't very happy and you were this kind of a lack of feeling of success, generally speaking, or happiness and so forth. But you used to just talk about like the things that sort of set you off as being factual. I mean, we had to keep talking about it, right? Over and over again. It's like, no, this person just makes me angry. No, this my boss is just X, Y, or Z. No, my kid, when he does this, it just is this, right? It was all factual. And it took some time for us to like keep talking about it and going, no, hold on. These things aren't happening to you. Like you actually have a lot more control with how you want to respond in these moments, even if they're challenging or difficult moments, but it's going to require us pausing to your point, breaking it down a little bit and saying, hold on, what are you really thinking in this moment? How are you really feeling in this moment? What's the responsibility you have to take in this moment so that when you have responsibility over, when you take ownership over how your response is, then you actually have the ability to change it, right? We stop blaming everything and everybody else around us for the way we're feeling or the way we're responding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I think that's pretty correct. Especially around my kid, I thought, I am right because I'm the parent.
Yeah.
I know exactly what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
But once that, to be honest, it's hard to implement it. Like constantly thinking through that 3 steps, 4 steps, calming myself down thinking through it. But over time.
But it's sounding like it's getting easier and easier over time.
It's easier on a daily task, but when it gets like really complex.
Sure.
As I mentioned about this, I joined swim team without realizing how much commitment I need to provide. It got big. Like it quickly just grew like out of balance. My husband was upset. My kid was just like, why am I doing this swimming every single day?
Yeah.
And I associated his results with my failure or my success.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had to do, well, I guess it's me and me had to do a lot of talking to figure out, this thinking, feeling, action need to be jot it down.
Yeah.
So much in a happier place.
Yeah. But what you're saying is like this whole swim team thing, like got you riled up and you had to dial it back a little bit and go, hold on. And what am I thinking? What am I feeling about this? How do I want to respond to this? What's important here? Right. Kind of exactly. bringing it back to a much more proactive, intentional, grounded space instead of just spiraling in the decision or what's been going on.
So I think that also helps with brings up my priorities. I had to write down like, hold on, I have other priorities. Why am I fully invested into this swim team? It's my work, me time, my focus time, and kid time. Like I think I was 100% on the kid time for like 2 weeks. That exhausted me. Like, oh, this is too much. Let's go back and set the rule and go back and visit the basic.
So one of the things you're saying here is that a big takeaway that you had, a big result of this program for you was taking back a lot more control over the way you feel and the way you respond to life, right? Life as a busy working mom in a demanding job, super ambitious.
Yes. I think before this program, I didn't realize I could control that.
Mm.
Again, I was in the autopilot. So get in the car, go to work, come back, have dinner, put him to sleep, you know, husband. And then just life moves on. I just never stop. Hold on. I could change the route today. I could do it this way because I need to do X, Y, and Z. And then some of the times, like prioritizing is automatic, but being able to enjoy and control it is just, I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah. What's different about life now that you have so much more control over your reactions and how you think and how you feel and respond to life?
I think it's less energy demanding because I know it's less energy demanding, less overwhelming, not thinking I'm constantly not enough.
Mm. Yeah.
When I have the control, I could dial in each task. I like this task today and value added, feel successful. I'm in control. And when I'm in control, I come show up in. It just changes the way I show up in front of my family, in front of my work, friends, calm, intentional, and being present. I'm pretty sure my friends are happy that I'm present when I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
I do recall one of them said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they felt like my body was there, but my eyes just looked empty shell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that's changed because of the work that we've done together in this program. So good. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. This just brings like goosebumps thinking about that. So let's go back to why you decided to join this program in the first place. Tell us a little bit about that decision-making process for you.
Honestly, I think I joined out of desperation. And well, I have to give two credits. So first credit goes to my manager who's a big fan of your program. And her and I discussed and she recommended this and then the price was too steep. So she learned that you were going to an ambitious and balanced cohort. She dialed me immediately and said, she's having a program. Join. It'll change everything. So we did. We both did. I did and she encouraged. So kudos to her.
Yeah, I love
doing that to me.
Yep. So you had some outside pressure and support, which is good.
Yeah, who recognized what I was going through. We were both first-time moms, so we were struggling. But it's another one was, I think it's our first session too. It was one of the free sessions. And I think I immediately cried because you asked about something very painful. And then probably co-lined it. And that was just a mind shift immediately there. Hold on. Whatever I believe the whole life is not, is it really true?
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about our breakthrough call that we had long before actually the program started.
Long before, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I call it a breakthrough call. Like my point is to try to help you really start poking holes in some of the things that you've been believing that just aren't true. Right. Yeah. Or haven't been helped.
Questioning my belief.
Yeah.
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 So that was a very big flag. So honestly, yes, I joined out of desperation. I tried therapy, productivity hacks, tons of them. Books and whatever I learned from social media until I overwhelmed myself. Self-help books. But yeah, I still felt like I was stuck in the same cycle, constantly busy but not fulfilled, spiraling between burnout and guilt. And, you know, when I had your first call, you and then my manager constantly talking about you, something about the way you talked changed my mindset. It just redefined success and felt different.
Yeah. Maybe for the first time you said, wait, it can be different. Like, I don't literally have to wake up in a spiral and experience all day spiral, dark cloud, and go to bed with that. I don't?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No, you don't, Anna.
Yeah, I think just that first call made me feel like, I think deep down, you know, I couldn't keep living in the way, in the state I was.
Yeah.
And it took me a long time until she called me about your cohort.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did it.
So what was it like in a cohort? Were you excited about doing this with a bunch of other working moms, or what was your experience? I know there's some that love that and some that are like, I don't know.
Yeah. I was hesitant when I joined.
Sure.
I think the first thought was like, you're going to record this and I'm going to share all of my feelings and vulnerability in front of like 4 other women. Do I trust them? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, this feels this feels quite questionable setup. But you know, once they're sharing their pain, their experience, what they get overwhelmed as a mom, as a working woman. Yeah, we were in a different locations, actually different parts of the countries, completely different backgrounds, career, different. One of them is very impressive. But we all, like, if I just peel out all of those variabilities, it's really boils down to the same thing. Our old guilty moms who's struggling to keep their career as they planned when they're in 20s before mom, when all of us are mom and didn't realize how much energy we need to provide to our kids. That was same. Like, yeah, it's a different examples, but boils down to the same issues. It was nice to, and then it's actually the one good thing is different personalities, right? Everyone's reacting to it differently. So that was very nice to be part of that experience.
Yeah.
As if you're seeing the same problem from 5 different perspectives.
Yeah.
And that goes back to your question, like, to comment about, yeah, I thought whatever I experienced is factual because that's truth. That's what I experienced.
Right.
And this is what I'm seeing. But then I think someone else, they say the same situation, and another person from the cohort experienced a different fact.
Yeah.
Whatever that person believed. So it was nice to see, my facts are not that validating. So let's just start questioning myself.
It's like, one, I'm not alone. Wait a second. I'm not the only person struggling with this. 2, I'm like, their response to this is actually really similar to mine, which is strangely comforting, right? To know other people are challenging in the same, having the same challenges. But yeah, 3, to your point, it's like, oh, like I could go about this 10 different ways. Like what's been going on for me, even though we're really dealing with a lot of the same mindsets and a lot of the same challenges, like they're having a completely different experience. So maybe my experience could be totally different if I, you know, if I had some tools or if I had the right intentionality or if I, whatever it might be.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. I've had a lot of the same experience myself. I do like being in cohorts with other women that are in very similar scenarios to me because it really I like to live in this bubble of like, for sure, my challenges are the hardest of them all, and unsolvable. You know, that's just kind of where our brain likes to go. We like to kind of have a shiny unicorn syndrome of some kind, thinking that we're, you know, our problems aren't fixable. And it's very human nature for us to do that. But when we put ourselves intentionally in groups like this, it brings so much. It calms us down in a way. It calms my brain down. It's like, oh, no, I'm not alone. Yeah, even though these women might be highly successful, I think, oh, they must not be struggling because they're so successful. Oh, wait, no, they are just like me. And it just brings so much, it brings so much comfort and kind of settles down our brain a little bit, which allows us to get to work, right? We kind of got to get past some of that comparison so we can take back that ownership and really take back the life that we want to have.
Yeah, it's a human, like it almost like, you know, it's a basic human problem.
Yeah.
It's like, it's nothing special about my situation. I mean, I'm not understating. I'm sure there's a lot of other women who are in that tough position.
Of course.
But it's just...
Yeah, we're not trying to undercut the challenges.
Problems are solvable.
The yeah. problems are solvable. Yes, that's what I would like to say too, for sure. So,
yeah. And then now I look at other moms, I actually... again, back to Sweet Meats, and I like to observe people. It's almost like people watching.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do while you're waiting for a 30 second swimming, and I have to wait for like hours. But people watching, and you know, when I looked at most of the moms, and I could tell like they got it together, like nobody's getting panicked like me there. But then I remembered, you know, it's just people show differently.
Yep. Actually, internally, they're probably
learn from them. Yeah.
they're going through inside. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So yeah. Good. So it's even lessened some of that comparison thoughts that you've had, or at least brought some perspective to some of that.
Yeah. I think that you know, you told me that there's so many, like there's a boardroom in my brain with everybody else different. And I think there's like workaholic Anna, and there's like this one Anna who used to compare myself to everyone else. But I think she calmed down a lot since our work 9 months.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It is just not nice. Like I feel I'm so free. I could move on with my career the way what I wanted to learn.
Mm.
The mental, like having a free mental space is just so valuable.
Mm. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, those two, I mean, two big takeaways that you're talking about right there, you know, free mental space, like literally like less chatter in your head. And when there's less negative chatter going on in your head, you're free to think about so many amazing things, just like about how wonderful your life is, or the sunshine hitting your face and the birds chirping and going, oh my gosh, I have such a great life, and feeling, which allows you to feel successful, allows you to feel grounded, allows you to feel confident, allows you to feel joy, right? All of the things when you don't have that talk track going on in your head, and you actually learn how to control it by connecting thoughts, feelings, and actions, and using some of the tools that you learned. So that's huge, like a total different feeling that you have about your life. But you're also, the first one you actually mentioned was moving on in your career. And I don't want to gloss over that, because I do think so many women that join this program and that work with me, they have it kind of in the back of their mind on some level, or maybe it's at very forefront of their mind. Like, I don't think I can keep going. Like, I think the thing that's got to give in my life is my job or my career. And of course you don't want that. I don't want that. You work so hard to get where you're at. You don't want to sacrifice. And so for you to say, because I remember specific conversations around this of like, I don't think, you know, there isn't a scenario where this is possible, I don't think. And I'm going, no, it's possible. You get to have the career at the pace that you want to have your career, and you can still have that freeing, connected, wonderful experience in your life, your personal life, your mom life as well. Like you get to have both. So you're saying that's, you know, 9 months later, since we started working together, that ability for you to believe that that's possible, you know, is so true right now.
If you asked me a year and a half ago, maybe a little over, you know, do you want to move on with your career, or like, do you need to pay more attention to your kid? I think I would probably say, well, yeah, I need to pay attention to my kid because he's my responsibility. I guess career, if I'm not giving 100% of my time and not being logged in until 1 a.m., probably I couldn't get promoted. No. It's that mental state has shifted a lot.
Oh, so good. Do you still work till 1 a.m. every night?
No. I have learned to be a lot more intentional and ask over communicate, ask questions without being hesitant, and then also be setting just boundaries.
Yeah. Because it might not, whatever you're doing till 1 a.m. is probably not as important.
That's exactly what it was. Yes.
You're not going to get the impact of whatever you're doing at 1 a.m. is not enough. There's not enough joy. There's not enough value in it. It's not moving the needle forward far enough that it's worth the sacrifice of your sleep at that time.
Yeah. The emails out at 1 a.m. is like very bitter.
Here's your analysis.
I hope you're happy with this, but you know, like,
I want to assume that you would put in the time or the energy till 1 a.m. or something like that if the project was really necessary or what. You are very hardworking. You're willing to do what it takes, but it's not, that is such a, you don't do it as often, and it's way more intentional when you do it. Like, you're choosing, like, that's, yes, right. I got to put this time in right now, and you know why, and you know the value of it, and it feels really connected to a timeline, a goal, a deadline, or something like that. It's not your everyday occurrence where it's just kind of happening to you. You're making so much more conscious decisions around when you're working, how much you're working, and what you're getting done.
Yes, I'm not trying to log in every weekend to just get the job done. But I question, and then I even try to like prioritize how important it is for the team, how important it's for the manager, like how important it's for the company.
Yeah.
So if it start taking all of that mark, yeah, I better put my time now so that we all as a company or team go in the same direction.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Yep. Yeah, but not, is it just too good to have? Then let's just pause on this.
Yeah, so good. Oh, I love it. Well, I mean, I've described this program here on the podcast many times. I talk about, you know, clarity, having to have direction, really defining for yourself success, defining for yourself what matters most, defining your priorities. That's all a part of the clarity process. We talk about confidence, which is like that belief in yourself and learning how to control that negative talk track in your head so you have the internal freedom. And then control, right? Learning how to be much more in control of your time, your boundaries, your priorities, so you know that you are actually investing your time and energy into the things that matter most to you at the end of the day. So that's kind of the 3C process. Is there a way that you would describe that to a listener that might be a little bit more insightful or from an actual participant of it? Like, how would you describe this program to those that are listening?
If you're constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, silently wondering, is this it for me? Is this it for me as a career? And is this all I can do for my kid? And this program can change your life. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together, but you need to have that mental capacity, sit down and think, because we're all capable, confident women.
Yes.
We were not always exhausted. We had before kid, we all had our aspiring career goals. You still have it. You just need help.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you for coming on the podcast, Anna, and sharing your experience and talking about where you're at today. It's just so fun to see such a different human being in front of me than it was 9 months ago, or even, you know, however long ago we had our first conversation. You are grounded. You're more confident. You feel more decisive and clear around what brings you joy and what doesn't. I can tell that just you feel much more in the driver's seat of your life than you probably have in a very long time. And I'm just delighted to have been a part of that journey. And thank you for sharing it here.
Yeah, I am so grateful that you had that call with me. And I'm so grateful that you thought about this cohort. You've changed so many women's lives. That is very nice. And I mean, your contribution to the society is just...
Thank you so much. I don't want any woman to feel like they have to choose. Like that really does get me out of bed every day as I think about that idea that so many women feel like it's a choice between being a great mom and having the career they want. And I want to eradicate that idea, right? Like, you really can have both. It's a both and life. And learning how to be in control and take ownership over yourself and your life and your choices and your priorities, like, that is exactly what this program is about. in a really short period of time. I know there's some people out there that are like, really, 3 months, that's it? And I'm like, yes. Because we are hyper-focusing on just the most impactful tools, lessons, and shifts that you have to make in order to feel much more in control and free in your life. And yes, it'll happen within 3 months. So the next cohort is, you have something else to say.
I was just going to say 3 months, but series of tough questionings.
Yes. You have to be ready. Challenged. You have to be ready for it. Yes. To be challenged. Yep. Yeah. But that's, I could elongate it. I can make it nice and long. We can make it a year-long program, but we're fast results people, right? We want efficiency. And I'm saying, yes, we can do this in 3 months and you're going to see results really quickly as you go through the process for sure. So the next cohort is forming right now. It doesn't start until September, but I only take 10 women into that group. And I want to make sure you have all of the materials, that you have all of the preparation, that you have set aside the time in your schedule for it. So we are forming that group right now. I would love to connect with you if you are interested in joining. You can simply go to the website, RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced. You're going to get all the dates there. You will see a button that says, connect with me, book a 30-minute call with me, and let's discuss you joining this next September cohort. All right, Anna and all the working moms out there, until next week, let's get to it. Before you go, I've got something special because it's my birthday. For a limited time, I'm offering a break free from stress strategy call for only $7. This 30-minute session is designed to help you uncover the mindset that's keeping you overwhelmed and stuck and give you one powerful personalized shift to start feeling better fast. It all starts with a short quiz to identify the mindset type. You'll get a custom breakdown of what's blocking your balance, and then we'll dive deep into it together during our one-on-one strategy call. This is for working moms who are tired of holding it all together and are really ready for something to change. But this birthday gift won't last long. Calls are only available to book up till my birthday, August 7th, and spots are limited. So head to the show notes, grab the link to get started. You don't need more time. You just need a new way of thinking. And let's uncover that together.